That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, about what we're seeing happening in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. Now, this week we're back on the US presidential election, and we're talking about the different campaign strategies of the two major candidates. Ed joins me on the line now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. I think we're talking about one strategy.
One strategy, eh?
There's only one strategy, and that's Hillary Clinton's.
Well, I think that is correct. The question has to be asked, does Trump even have a campaign strategy?
Well, this is second or third attempt where somebody tried to parachute in. This time, somebody from the Koch brothers is going in and trying to corral Trump and get him to have a strategy. And the Koch brothers, you know, they have serious money and are serious about candidates. Their worry is if he does really dismally, it'll affect members of Congress. And their interest is the members of Congress because they're the ones that pass the legislation. So the Koch brothers have something to lose here. Let's see if a strategy comes out. There hasn't been one yet. The Republican Party has asked its branches to help Donald Trump in ways that they think they can. Most of the branch members are a little bit afraid to do that because they own businesses and things like this. And if they were associated with Trump, it might hurt their business. So they're not going to go and knock on doors for sure. They want to pay somebody else to do that. And the people they want to pay are already been hired by the Clintons. So it's going to be very interesting with no ground game at all.
Look, it's been a disaster couple of weeks for Trump. Finally, the dirt actually seems to be sticking. We've seen it nowhere better, perhaps, than with his fight with the Khan family, the two parents who had lost a son defending the United States, while people on his campaign were begging him to disengage from this losing battle. Even if they have a strategy and even if they have a message, can they get the Donald to stick to it?
Well, gee, you know, we've been talking about this for nearly a year. And the Donald's bad act is his strategy. His polls go up when he does dumb things. This last dumb thing, though, was really dumb because he offended an awful lot of people who are veterans. And it might have gone too far. What the polls are saying is after the convention, Trump got no bounce. That is, his numbers didn't go up. And in fact, on some polls, they went down, particularly in larger states. Whereas Clinton has gotten a big bounce. She's gotten a 2 or 3% bounce in every poll, and in some polls up to 7 or 8%. Now, why is this important? It's like our swing situation. An 8% swing is a very big swing in an election. So for Trump to get an 8% swing, he has to get some Democrats voting for him. And right now, 95.5% all Democrats say they'll vote for Clinton or nobody. Where the Republicans are only 70% that might vote for Trump, and they're soft on that. And sometimes it goes down to 55% of people who are members of his party. And his party is the minority party. Republicans have about, well, let's say 35% of the American people. So they need Democrats to win every election. And him holding Republicans just isn't good enough. He's not appealing to the Democrats at all.
Now, how is Clinton's actual campaign strategy? I would imagine her strategy would be very controlled, very well thought out.
It is very well thought out, but it's interesting what she's doing. She's taking a leaf out of her husband's strategy when he first ran for election. Remember, her husband got on a bus and went to the steel mills and to the Rust Belt. She's doing exactly the same thing, showing that she has an interest in the poor and in those communities where it yield or harvest a lot of Democratic votes. So she's going after Democratic votes in the heartland. The other thing she's doing is taking over Obama's ground game. Now, this is probably the best ground game in the world. Obama has people in every electorate across the country. And the Obama people are very loyal to him. And they're going out now and running community meetings, finding out what people want, what they want her to say, and so on. They're not campaigning per se, but they're getting the ammunition to campaign and making sure that they've got every church locked down, every hall we could have a meeting locked down, every fence post where you can put up a sign ready to go in that spot. He doesn't have anything like this. To the best of my knowledge, he has no one running a ground game. He's anticipating that the media will carry him in two ways. One, the free media time he gets for saying crazy things like he says. And the other is Twitter and Facebook and this sort of thing. The problem with those things is they make people either really happy or really mad.
Mm.
Don't get that middle of the road person you need in an election. I think we saw a little bit of that in our own election. Mm. You know, the Medicare scare was, you know, making some people afraid enough so that it moved people. So we're not going to see a campaign per se from Trump. We're going to see one-liners.
Mm. Just, I don't think it is too controversial to say Clinton still does have a likability problem, though. Do you think that they are addressing that enough?
Well, that's one of the reasons she's going to the heartland. She's trying to prove that she's a caring, thoughtful person and all that kind of stuff. I don't think, you know, her personality is that. And Trump's personality is a huge help. The question is, who do I trust in the Oval Office with a big decision? Well, you may not trust Clinton, but you're sure that Bill Clinton will be there. There'll be other people there that she'll rely on. If Trump is there, you can't be sure he'll listen to anyone. So there's a fear factor here. But Hillary does have the issues you've just described. They won't go away, but they can be modified.
Mm. Well, Ed, it's been one historical campaign for a number of reasons, obviously, over in the United States, mate. Plenty to talk about. Do appreciate getting you on the program.
Well, we'll have more to talk about next week.
Absolutely.
Trump is certain to provide some material.
He always comes through. Ed, thanks very much, mate.
Thank you. See you next week.